The horse racing world has been rocked this week by the case of Michelle Payne, the Melbourne Cup winning jockey who's failed a drug test for taking a banned appetite suppressant. Now, it's prompted claims from some that the competitive nature of the business pushes jockeys to use unsafe methods in order to drop large amounts of weight quickly, things like laxatives, bulimia and starvation diets and other stuff. So is this accurate? What is it like on the front line for a professional rider, a professional jockey? Well, jockey Laura Cheshire joins us from Australia. And Laura, hi to you.
Hey, how are you there?
Very well. You're racing today?
Yeah, racing at Ipswich soon. Just putting the horse on the float and then we're heading out there.
What's your weight currently?
My weight today, I'm 56 and my horse was carrying 57. I rode on Wednesday and I rode 54, so I got to the races 53.8. So my weight varies basically to what I have to ride.
And how do you manage it, Laura?
On Wednesday, that's my only morning off from track work, so I decided rather than getting up 2 hours early to sweat, I would lose a kilo mucking out paddocks in my sweat gear and then lose the other half a kilo in sweaters in the car. So I laid on a lot of clothes, put the windows up, turned the heater up as high as it could go and sweated on the way to the races.
So your weight varies quite a lot on the same day, does it?
I can wake up 55 and a half and need to pull off a kilo and a half to ride 54. So, or I could wake up 54 and a half and have to ride 54. My weight is really, I'd never know what I was going to weigh from one week to another.
Do you starve yourself?
I don't starve myself. I won't eat probably the day of the races. I won't eat or the night before. But I wouldn't go days and days without eating. If I had to do that, I wouldn't do the job.
You don't do the self-induced vomiting, anything like that?
No, I wouldn't do that either. I'd rather pick another job to do than be a bulimic.
What about other jockeys? Are they a bit more intense about how they lose weight?
I think it varies between jockeys. You know, they all have their own ways of maintaining their weight and they do different things that work for them. So, a lot of the boys, you sort of see them going for sweat runs and going for sweat walks. And, you know, a lot of jockeys are obviously in the bath and in the sauna a lot. So, yeah, everyone has different ways and means, but you kind of see what works for your own body and that's generally what you stick to.
Do many of them vomit? Do many of them use laxatives or pee pills or anything like that?
Well, the pills are banned, so obviously if you get swabbed with a pill, you're going to be put out. So I think maybe that would be last resort for a few jockeys if they really couldn't make the weight. But, I have heard of jockeys vomiting before, but I've never personally seen it myself. Like, I haven't been in the races and heard anyone spewing in the toilets, but I do know that it happens. Personally, I would never go down that road, though.
And Michelle Payne, she was taking an appetite suppressant, wasn't she?
She was on an appetite suppressant, but my understanding is that her surgeon has put her on that due to surgery that she had from when she had the injury when she came off. I think that it was something to do with her pancreas, which made her feel like she was hungry all the time. So he's prescribed her that, which, being a doctor, you know, and you're getting a prescription. The list of banned substances for jockeys is so long and so intricate that even the stewards don't really know exactly what's on there. If you went to the steward and said, "Can I take this?" they'd say, "I don't know. You'll have to check." So, yeah, it's sort of a doctor is who you would expect to know what you can and can't take.
And is the lower weight, that makes you more competitive, does it?
I mean, you can take more rides. I wouldn't know if it would make you more competitive because a lot of the horses that are the better horses in the race are on higher weights.
Okay. Are you concerned at all about these varying weight changes and how some of the jockeys reduce their weight?
I'm not concerned. It's been like this the whole time. If you come into the industry, you know you have to make weight. You know that you can't be a big person trying to pull off 10 kilos to be a jockey. It's not how it works. So there are restrictions to, you know, if you want to be a jockey, you're going to have to be within a reasonable weight to be able to ride at the races.
Small frame and all that sort of stuff. So you don't think it's a problem?
Well, I mean, we've had a weight raise already and basically all that happens is jockey's weight goes up. you know. So how high do they keep raising the weights to?
It sounds, though, like this dieting and all this sort of stuff that's going on, it sounds like a hell of a life, a tough life, a hell of an existence. What do you say about that?
I think it's part and parcel of the job. Honestly, if you didn't want to do it, you wouldn't be here.
All right. Well, thank you for talking to us. And what are you riding today? What horse are you riding?
I'm on a mare called Kick and Tell, who she should be a Rough Hope.
Rough Hope?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you can't.
Hopefully.
You can't give me any tips, can you, I suppose? Eh?
No.
You're not allowed to do that, are you?
No, tipping. No, we're not allowed to tip. That's right.
All right. Well, Rough Hope. Enjoy your ride, and thank you.
All right. Thank you.
That is Laura Cheshire out of Australia. It's 18 to 6.